Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. One of my favorite guests now recently on the show for the last few months is Cody Snodgrass, CIA munitions expert and expert in geopolitics, and also a spiritual expert in the same class as Dr. Bill, which means you understand the eternal and the spirit realm and how it integrates with our intel agencies and the ruling of planet Earth. So, Cody, what do you think of what happened today with Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un and what is the significance of what's going on the left and right side of the beast that runs Earth?
Well, that's a big question, and I'm not sure what to think about it. I think the forces of light and the forces of darkness are both working, and I don't believe anything in the mainstream media.
Yeah. I think... I call it the lame brain media. Again, remember, and people need to be able to see through this, and I'll use some basic corollaries that most people aren't taught in the church. Heaven starts the day when you hear and do God's will and serve God. And the definition of evil, which is laid out very clearly in the first lines of Genesis, is to do what is right in your own eyes, is the definition of evil. It isn't always to do something ugly, nasty, or terrible. 99% of it looks beautiful, tastes good, smells good, and it goes down good to the stomach. And unfortunately, doing what is right in your own eyes is the very definition of evil. Some of it, 1%, looks nasty. But most of it doesn't, does it?
No. We always try to stay connected to the divine, to the source within.
Right.
And stay away as much as possible from the lower ego mind. But
right.
We all have an ego, and that's part of us.
Well, the left and right side of the brain allows us to exist in time-space. But if you're convinced by a convincing argument or by an emotional thing from a poem, a song, or a movie, the left and right side of the brain are the dialectics that are utilized directly by Satan to control you. So everybody on Earth is controlled by the left and right side of their brain, or basically, by its very nature, luciferic. Because the king of time, otherwise known as King Kronos, is actually Satan. And people don't know that every government on Earth and every public religion on Earth is luciferic. It's not God's will. God's will, the church, the ancient church, was a church In fact, the term church actually is a pagan term, meaning a collective of people that worship a specific god or demigod. The fact is that even with things like, for example, what Trump is doing, is he doing them as a born-again, pro-life Christian, or is he doing them because he's demonstrating the power of America over other nations, such as the economic power, geopolitical or military power, to become the beast at some future date? Because I'm going to tell you, and I'm the only one on Earth that says this, that America and its last president, I don't know who it is, will be the beast empire. And it's very obvious, for example, right now, Donald Trump, if he wanted to close down Mr. Putin and all of the oligarchs in Russia and all the PLA billionaires in China, He can make a couple phone calls in 20 minutes, and all their bank assets will be frozen so fast they won't know they ever had a dollar in their pocket or a ruble or a yuan, renminbi, okay? People don't know that. They don't understand the reason why Trump is at the table isn't just because he's going to use fury and fire and his button works better than Kim's. It's because his financial button controls the world. And I'm going to tell you that the Mark of the Beast financial system is going to be a refurbished and modified and mutated dollar. It's going to be an e-dollar where all currencies on Earth will be considered illegal, and everything tied to the dollar and the specific currency system eventually will control every transaction on Earth, and anything other than those transactions will be considered anathema. People don't get that, do they?
Well, no, but I wanted to ask you something about, I just saw today, a couple hours ago, a YouTube video about a company in Wisconsin that had about 60 employees, and they were all taking the microchip in their right hand between, it was an RFID chip between their thumb and their index finger. And I wanted to know what you thought about that, because that is part of the beast system, and it's
I'll give you all the technical details. Remember, there's a number of different subtypes that are considered the mark of the beast. You can have a chip, which is a physical chip, but it has to have a reader distance to connect to what's called smart dust. And you're familiar. Smart dust means your reader distance is only, say, 18 to 20 some centimeters. So if you don't have smart dust or some heterodyne chip like your cell phone, where it's connected by Bluetooth, etc., it can't control you. That's why they want 5G network, because it's not a radial beam it sends out. It's actually a directional beam that goes directly to your cell phone or your communication device. That's why I tell people, if you want being sarcastic, that the mark of the beast might be as simple as making a national Velcro law that, by law, you must carry a cell phone and it must be Velcro to a body part. Haha. Because whether you have a chip injected to you with a vaccine, or we just use your biometrics of your DNA, because your harmonic resonant DNA does have a resonant frequency, you can actually determine someone with a micro drop of blood. I actually went to Building 10 at Oak Ridge National Labs in Oak Ridge, Tennessee in 99 with the Prophecy Club, and actually saw the technology where a micro drop of blood, a hundredth of the size of a regular drop, put through a DNA biochip with a laptop in 5 minutes could determine you from any other individual on Earth. And it came up with 3 sig-digit numbers. The first 6 digits determined your tissue HLA haplotype for organ transplantation. So your first 6 of your 666 identification is actually your tissue type to transplant any organs of your body. Now, this isn't theory. This isn't my musings from being psychotic. No, this is unfortunately ugly, nasty facts. Now, God has allowed me to see these ugly, nasty facts to portray them to you people out there, because you're not going to damn well hear them on any other show or radio network, period. You're not allowed to hear people musing around the edges of the details. I'm going to tell you the facts, and God's given me a gift of second sight. I have 3 levels of knowledge, and I have great people like yourself to corroborate it. I have level 1, which is public. You can, if you know how to discern, you can read the World Watch Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, Articles of Foreign Affairs, whatever. Level 2, I have classified access to people inside the government department still. And number 3, I have supernatural access called the second sight. I pray God, like the ancient prophets, can see remotely anything on Earth that I need to know. And, of course, God's told me sometimes, don't ask because I'll tell you. Last year I asked him, who, Lord God, is going to be the Antichrist? And God said, don't ask because I'll tell you, and you'll have to carry that burden. I can tell you, though, the number of points being gained by Donald Trump, whether he's a good man, because he's showing a lot of things that are good for the nation, or a very bad man, he's adding up points in both categories. Especially right. When he says he's going to build a temple to Israel. And I can tell you, years ago, when God showed me and gave me the book 27 years ago for Clay and Iron and Abortion to Armageddon, and I traveled to 42 cities in Israel and gave 157,000 copies of Clay and Iron as a donation to their ministry, 143,000 copies of Abortion Armageddon. People need to understand that the mark of the beast is going to come from America, and the beast of the tribulation, combined with the Pope, the Vatican, which is Jesuit-run, is the false prophet. The beast is an American last president. People need to know that. And I don't know who it is yet. I don't even want to ask yet unless God tells me, because otherwise I'll be asking out of turn, and he's warned me I'll have to carry a burden of knowledge that I don't want to know. Okay? But I can tell you what I see going on right now, even with Kim Jong-un, it demonstrates not the power of fire and fury from our nuclear submarines off the coast of North Korea. It demonstrates the power of the American financial system and the coming virtual economy that can control anybody on Earth, including Mr. Putin and Mr. Xi. They're coming to the table because we are the beast already.
Yes.
And anybody who messes with America faces annihilation, not just from our financial systems, but space-based and other weapon systems, literally centuries ahead of all of our so-called competitors and adversaries. They don't have any idea now that we have Donald Trump in office, that he will use these systems developed by our scientists, technicians, and collaboration with extraterrestrial beings and extra-dimensional beings that have made America literally the new Atlantis, as Sir Francis Bacon said over 500 years ago, the IQ over 200, illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I. People do not understand what's going on, do they?
No.
They don't have the faintest clue.
And they're,
including the Christians who are just literally, they're absolutely, they do not discern what is right or wrong. They don't discern what's going to happen. Even if Donald Trump appoints two judges and they get rid of Roe versus Wade and abortion, remember, while this is happening, the surveillance system is being set up for all Americans under Mr. Ray of the FBI. You know, such agency in the deep state have the right side are literally prospering, not disappearing. Yes, there's going to be some lynching. Welcome back. So, Cody, I always like to do this now lately. I want you to ask a question that you're a very intelligent guy. You've been through hell. Literally, anybody who does right in this world, like yourself and myself, is going to go through living hell. We suffer greatly. We're persecuted. We're literally targeted. In fact, I was talking the other day with Gary Richard Arnold that they actually have a list in these intel agencies of people like us that are video and podcasters and broadcasters that are literally unveiling the wiles and the schemes and the agendas of the satanic Luciferic New World Order. And a lot of it doesn't look bad. For example, much of what's happening even in our government now under Trump looks really good. But it's under the veil of the fact that the power base of America is building dramatically. In the next 2 to 5 years, if, for example, we have total missile defense, if we have total financial control with an e-currency, if we have the ability to control literally not only the weather, but your currency and have total control of every currency and transaction on the planet, no one can make war with the beast. And the beast is going to be America. People don't want to hear that, especially Christians. They don't want to hear that at some future date, a president, I'm not going to name who it will be the beast of the final tribulation.
Yeah, the dark ones hide behind the light. And they hide underneath the light.
Right, well, they can't hide from me, though. And you see, my calling is to be one of many prophets of the time of the end, and you're a prophet and apostle. So is Jonathan Gray and others that we know were have an end-time calling to reveal the truth. But I'd like you to ask the toughest question you ever ask, whether it's political, geopolitical, spiritual, or astrophysical, or geotectonic, or whatever. Ask the toughest question or questions you think no one could possibly answer, and I'll try to give you an answer today. Go ahead.
Okay. What is the best way to fight this beast system and Antichrist?
Spirit words, prayer. Spirit words, the most powerful thing we have is prayer. People don't know that. The prayer, and if actually, when you do prayer, your spirit is speaking spirit words to the astral or the collective consciousness of the higher realms beyond the realm of entropy, to the realm of the collective consciousness of all beings in the universe. And everything has spirit. Even the mountains have a kind of spirit. The natives do that. The trees, the oceans, whatever. And the great whales of the earth sing the song of earth. Did you know that? You know the great whales actually, when they actually sing in reverse language. And they sing the song of earth. That's why, remember that special from Star Trek years ago. It must be 20 years ago. When the whales stopped singing, the extraterrestrials said it was time to come back and destroy Earth. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, but it's nothing to blubber about.
Right, it's nothing to blubber, because here's the thing. We human beings are to be the stewards of Earth. We're not just supposed to be like a biological, advanced Homo sapiens ape, a naked ape. We are supposed to be both temporal beings and eternal at the same time. And when we have the Spirit of God in us, we are both a temporal being living in time, space, and an eternal being, being a representation of God and His power on earth. And that is the nidus of the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's actually the marriage of the eternal, which is God, which is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, with the temporal, which exists in time, space, to honor the wisdom, the truth, and the knowledge of the Most High to bring negentropy or order into the chaos. Not what Satan wants to do, his order into the chaos, which he uses dialectics of a fallen world to control us, but to have God's will impinged upon the world. So people will live much longer. They won't die. In fact, they'll go from life into life. We won't have a world where we have war and pestilence and people will be able to build their home and plant a tree and live to eat the fruit thereof, it says in Revelation. What we have is literally the beginning of an image of something long after this fallen world is destroyed. The rapture, which all these morons in the Christian church are preaching about, is not a rapture to take out the good people and send them to heaven so they can kind of cringe and look away from the destruction of earth. It's a rapture of evil taken out so God can make the earth and our universe safe for not only us but all other beings. And we become angels of light, literally colonizing worlds across the galaxy and acting as midwives for other civilizations and other types of beings so that their civilization can get to know the glory and the eternal wisdom of the Most High God. Beings are humanoid and non-humanoid across the vast universe. That's our goal, to become midwives and become the bride of the Most High God. We are collectively the Queen of Heaven, aren't we?
Yes. Do you think that there will be any type of extraterrestrial intervention in the affairs of man here in the next decade or so?
It's happened many times. I remember talking to Colonel Lynn Wells, head of Radar Command at NORAD, and he had his Bible tabbed to Psalm 91.1 on top of Huey, the supercomputer, to start our launch on command sequence for our submarine launch and land-based missiles. And he told me about actual stories where, in fact, when we were about to launch, our missiles actually went completely dark in the northern United States. We actually couldn't fire a damn missile. And when Russia had an error in their missile warning system, their actual silo doors were actually welded so tight it took them 6 months to unweld them. So, yeah, there's been supernatural interventions over and over again, so many times to hold back the winds of destruction on Earth and mankind. It's mind-boggling. And you have to understand God has intervened with angels and what we call extraterrestrials. I call angels extra-dimensional extraterrestrials because the 200 that landed on Mount Horeb condensed into physical flesh and intermarried with the genetics of humans and created men of renown, which are hybrids between these Nephilim and mankind to create the giants of old, like King Og of Bashan, who was 13 foot tall. People need to understand this is not allegory. This is not a made-for-TV movie. This is reality, isn't it?
Yes. Do you think the Anunnaki will try to intervene in the affairs here on Earth?
There's good and bad out in the universe. If you want to look at the primary lead, if you want to call it, type of what we call extra-dimensional, extraterrestrial aliens. They are the referred to by Credo Mutwa in South Africa as the Chitahuri. They're referred to as the Naga in Oceania, and they're referred to the Dagon by the Palestinians of ancient Palestine that fought with King Og of Bashan and against the ancient Israelites. Those beings came from the star system of the Belt of Orion called the Dragon Star. And in fact, they're from the Pleiadian complex. And they were basically amphibious reptilians that were super high IQs. They were demonstrably some of the chief minions of Lucifer in this part of the galaxy and cosmos. And there are many other types of beings that have literally collaborated to actually been on Earth for millions of years, not just the last 10,000. They've been here for a long time. In fact, I remember one of the tunneling machines that my friend John Fiala told me about with Phil Schneider, because I took care of one of the two guys working on our nuclear tunneling machines making underground cities. And when they broke into a tunneling complex in northern in Southern California, northern Mexico, called the Baja Complex, they actually did mineral studies on the analysis of how old those tunnels were, which were made with a virtually identical technology, nuclear-cooled reactors that actually would hit the rock face with lasers to fracture into powder and then create an obsidian core with zero debris. And those tunnels were between 300,000 and 500,000 years old.
Wow.
So these beings have been around here for millions of years. Not thousands of years, millions.
million.
Well, they're not really extraterrestrials. They're extra-dimensionals. And they've been trying to rule over mankind since the night, since mankind crawled out of the ancient world. And remember, even with Adam Man, who came here 6,000 years ago, they were a pre-Adamic man that they married in the what we call the Valley of Nod. Remember, the descendants of Adam married extra-Adamic mankind, right? And we have Bob Vineyard from Pure Water Systems, and you have any other water system, get rid of it. This is the only system that will remove 100% of totally dissolved solvents, radiotoxins, toxins are actually going to feminize you, you know, as I say, the alligator effect. You know, if you're a Florida alligator farmer, you don't want to have to go over and flip the alligator over to tell if it's male or female. Unfortunately, the feminization of the male population of Earth is happening with halide biotoxins, fluoridated, chlorinated, brominated, and now fluoramines and chloramines, and all the pesticides are basically halide toxins that go into the female receptor and actually feminize male beings of all types, including notochord-positive animals and plants, animals and even alligators. So you've got to remove all these toxins if you're going to protect your biology and your mitochondria. And the only thing that will do that is a pure water system. Plus, you have to have clean bathing and drinking and washing water. You cannot trust the water. Here in California, they just changed the regulations to allow a lot more toxins in the water. They also have planned by 2022 to restrict it to 55 gallons per person per home, which means basically you can have one bath or one shower and one washing per person, which means at some point people are going to have to go to sponge baths or have a revolution against the government. The government are nuts. They won't deal with primary water, and they don't want. And the government basically has taken the regulations and taken the pedal off the fact that toxins are getting in our biological line with the growth of so-called organic food on wastewater here in California, which is disgusting. And the idea that people accept the potable water coming into their tap in many cities across America is safe when it's damn well not safe. And don't assume that because you've got a gravity water system with a ceramic filter that's okay, you're living in a dream's fool's paradise. This is not a good thing. So, Bob, I'd like you to tell people why it's so bad and how they can get a pure water system 10% off, get clean filtered water, change the filters easily themselves, and get a whole host system, and even a prepper system like a BEV 200 or a BEV 500 that does auto flush. This is amazing, isn't it?
Well, you know, of course, thanks, Dr. Bill, for having me on. Always a pleasure to be with you and your guests. You know, our goal with Pure Water Systems always is to make sure that the end user has solved the water problem for themselves and their family. You described California and, you know, starting to threaten to how many gallons per day. Why is it that countries like, you know, Singapore can, you know, take the money that they use for tax dollars and actually create water infrastructure to serve their their citizens.
Right.
And California has done nothing, absolutely nothing, to address the water needs of the population of California. They haven't spent any money on infrastructure since 1950. I mean, this is ridiculous. And now, so what do they want to do? They want to restrict your water use instead of going out and solving the problem. And so this is, it's so crazy and so frustrating to see government officials turn a blind eye. They just did this up in, you know, what happened up in Salem, Oregon, you know, just down the street from us here in, outside of Portland. You know, the Detroit Lake, which is the water reservoir, had an algae bloom. The algae bloom created all kinds of cyanotoxins in the water. And so what do? They say, well, we got a few days to worry about this before we have to tell everybody. So that means the citizens of Salem, you know, with the compromised immune systems, pregnant women, are drinking water that's got cyanotoxins. And you can't boil this, so you can't do a boil water alert in the city to say, hey, just boil it, it'll make it okay. I mean, they had a rush on bottled water. People are paying $50 for a case of bottled water. I mean, these problems are going to continue to exist. They exist now. They're only going to get worse. What are you going to do in California when they? What do you do if you can only have 5 gallons a day? But guess what? We just issued a boil water alert because we did something stupid like crisscross the pipes, or lo and behold, there's some toxin is found in the water, and so they're doing nothing to address the issues. They're just it just blows my mind that people trust the government to solve this problem for them. And the only way to solve the problem is to get a water purification system that's actually going to do the job and ensure that you and your family have absolutely pure drinking water. It doesn't do any good to have a prepper system if you've got cyanotoxins.
Right.
And don't assume that a ceramic filter is going to take all this crap out of your water or the radiotoxins. I got a couple of questions for you, and I'm going to call them Deagle questions, the kind of questions I'd like people to ask me. Dr. Deagle, is Fukushima Daiichi reducing radiotoxins getting to North America? Answer, not in your life. In fact, it's increasing. Dr. Deagle, what if I live within 50 miles of a nuclear plant? Is there a danger that I'm going to be exposed to radiotoxins? Absolutely. In fact, you can actually look at the zones 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles around a nuclear site because they're all giving off and leaking thorium and other isotopes like tritium, etc. People don't understand this, that we're all exposed to multiple biotoxins, including industry all over the planet. If a pollution, for example, exits a plant in China, it's in San Francisco within 3 to 4 days. Half of the pollution on the west coast of the United States actually comes from Asian countries. And it doesn't just stop there. It goes around the Earth sometimes 7 times before it finally precipitates in rain clouds and ends up in the biosphere, in your veggies, etc. People don't get this, do they?
Well, they don't, what happens to all the printed circuit boards and all the boards from all the computers that now you have to, of course, recycle your old computers and your old electronics. So where does that stuff go? Well, it gets shipped to China and they burn it in big giant, incinerator piles. Where it just smokes. They got young kids in there fishing through there, trying to pull out anything of value that they can, while everything smolders around them.
Right, they're not atomic incinerators that incinerate it down to atomic, minerals, little cubes, and so on. No, they're actually just burning the damn thing, and it vents out the top of the smokestack.
It vents out the top of the smokestack, and like you said, within a couple of days, guess what? Gets up in the atmosphere. The winds blow it across the Pacific Ocean, where it gets sucked up, where all the water vapor that's evaporated forms into clouds, and you get all this nice toxic rain that comes down. And granted, it's minute percentages, but minute percentages.
But they bioaccumulate. The first thing that's dying right now is the phytoplankton in the oceans. I'm an oceanographer before I went into medicine in '73, and I'm one of the founding members of Greenpeace. I got out of it because I got so bad at what they did. The globalists took over the environmental movement. And one of the big things that's happening that people like Al Gore, who's a moron, doesn't understand, and the same people like the California legislature that wants to think that if they can legislate away global warming by getting rid of carbon units, that's us, and getting rid of carbon generation. The real problem is pollution that's actually destroying the benthic layer of the ocean phytoplankton that work in a carbon oxygen cycle. So the fact is, you out there are a carbon-based unit being exposed to biotoxins, and you can't even express your genes if you get exposed to biotoxins and don't have the proper minerals and amino acids in your body. So the problem is, you see, we now have a population that needs nutriments. They get exposed to biotoxins in the environment, so their genes are shut off. They have scalar radiation from smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, and cell phones, and they wonder why they're getting old before their time. You shouldn't wonder, people. This is all by design. I believe it's called, polytoxic genocide is what's going on. If you don't cut out the genocide caused by toxic water, you're definitely going to get sick earlier, and you're going to, as Bruce Willis said, you're going to die hard, aren't you?
It's not going to be pretty, let's put it that way. I mean, if you want, if health and wellness is something that's on your, is something you actually care about, you really need to take the fundamental first step, the cornerstone of a healthy lifestyle. Make sure you're drinking pure water. Don't be drinking all these toxins. Don't leave yourself exposed to what's coming in the future. Just solve the problem once and for all. Use Dr. Deagle's gracious 10% discount. Use his promo code NutriMed. You go to our website by going from Dr. Deagle's site to our site. The NutriMed code will be automatically populated for you when you check out. Otherwise, if you come to us direct at purewatersystems.com, put your order in, use the code NutriMed, save 10%, give yourself the best water purification system on the planet. If you want to add a little pH plus and boost the pH.
Healthcare.
The system you have has three major components. It has the best linear charcoal system, the best RO membrane system, and then an ion exchange resin. The only thing coming out the back end of this is water molecules. There's no radiotoxins, chemicals, bacterial cell parts, viral parts, anything. And then, in fact, you have to add minerals back in with the fourth stage, which is calcium, magnesium to 90, 18 parts per million. It's so clean, the water molecules crawl over each other with internal osmotic pressure, and actually form little spikes like these are ice cubes made in heaven. They look weird. They look like little Scottish rocks, you know, the rocks that they use in the curling, which is the hardest rock on Earth is a form of granite from Scotland, which is some of the oldest mountains on the planet. By the way, the other oldest mountains on the planet are in California. My house is rebarred into blue granite, which is the second hardest rock in the world, harder than the Andes Mountains or anywhere else, or the Himalayans. And the people don't understand that. These little ice cubes have got such an internal osmotic pressure and bonding between the hydrogen atoms, because it's so clean, they crawl over each other, forming little spikes so you can actually hold them. And by their little spiky thing on the ice cubes, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, you won't hold on to them long. The little spike melts real fast. It'll
break off, yeah. But it still looks otherworldly. It's like these are like angel cubes, I call them. Instead of ice cubes, I call them angel cubes. What do you think?
That's a great term, and you know, they really are. My wife just thinks I'm a knucklehead. Of course, every time I open the freezer, I pull out the freezer drawer and I look at my ice cube trays, and they all have little spikes growing out the top, and I get all excited. I'm like, this is the longest one yet.
You like my new term? Hey, call them angel cubes. Is it ice cubes?
Angel cubes. thing is, I mean, really, I
you're not going to get those with another system gravity-fed, ceramic system like that. Come on now, let's get real.
No, you know? those systems, you know, those systems give people a false sense of security, and you know, they'll improve your water.
That's like going into battle with a level 1 body armor on, and you have people who have level 3 body armor-piercing weapons, and you don't have a level 3 body armor vest on, and you wonder why you got a bullet going through your lung. Well, same damn thing, isn't it?
If you have a vest on and they hit you with piercing armor, you're screwed, you know?
it goes to that level 1. By the way, this is another thing that Barack Obama and these morons, including George Bush, did. They don't give our military proper hardware to protect the tanks from IEDs or the other armed personnel carriers. And body armor, they should get everybody level 3 body armor, so if you get hit with a high-speed bullet coming out of a Taliban or Al-Qaeda or whatever, it's not going to kill you. This is what the problem is. You have to identify the problem, and you have to have a real solution, not BS. These other companies are full of BS, and they're marketing morons trying to tell people lies. And, of course, because there's so much density of these stupid arguments and commercials and things pushed on the Internet, everybody think, well, my system is really good. No, it's not. It's crap. Ours is the only one that actually can create lab reagent water that won't disrupt an experiment. Because if you have contaminants in your water, you can't do an experiment requiring water, can you?
Well, your experiment's going to fail.
Right.
and if you're on a contract to do some work, you know, we make these water systems for labs that process, that do blood tests and do saliva tests. And, you know, they've got to have absolutely pure instruments. Their instruments have to be clean. Every day they got to, you know, the people, the technicians run down to get, you know, take a bunch of water back to their workstation. And they got to, you know, make sure that all their lab wear and everything is absolutely clean. So, you know, they rinse it with deionized water. Well, you know, deionized water is a very expensive thing for most laboratories. It costs a lot to get those deionization resins to cope. So what do? They use a combination reverse osmosis plus deionization. Well, guess what? That's what Pure Water Systems water purifiers do. We use granular activated carbon, reverse osmosis, and deionization. The exact same technology I use in my laboratory systems. And that's how we know these things are so bloody effective, because nobody out there makes a system that does, that uses this level of purification for a home unit. And so why, you know, so what we've done, we solved the problem.
Right. I've been just sipping on that water while you're talking. I'm thinking, this is water from heaven. You know, they talk about the living waters and talks about in the Bible. These are living waters. That's why I talk about angel cubes, right? You can't believe it until you actually drink this water. You say, this is not mountain water. This is not water from some glacier that's a million years old and somewhere, or 10,000 years old or older. No. This water is angel water. This is heavenly water. It's so clean, it can't but detoxify your body. It can't. We actually dealt with this about a month ago on Jonathan Gray's show that we do every second Wednesday. And we talked about the fact that water, in proven studies, can cure cancer, heart disease, and other problems to a great extent just drinking clean water. Just drinking enough hydration of enough clean water can detoxify your body, fight cancer, fight calcified plaque, fight all kinds of things like chronic infections. Just drinking enough clean water has a dramatic effect on your health, doesn't it?
It's something that I've been telling. Of course, I don't have much hair left because I've been pulling it out trying to tell people this for so long now.
Right.
You know, you really just want to drink pure. It's such a fundamental first step. I mean, I remember back when I was a kid, I sold Shaklee vitamins when I was in high school because,
right.
You know, I was into a healthy lifestyle way back
right.
then. I got it, you know, it
right.
made sense to me. Hey,
right.
get yourself a couple of, insurance policies. Make sure you take a good good vitamin every day. So.
Well, even your DNA can't talk to your DNA, to your cell ion channels and your nucleoplasm, with all clean water. And I'll give you an example. I presented this 36 years ago. And it's a lecture that I gave to Dr. Rollins, head of biophysics at the University of Calgary, called Phonon Maser Biophysics. And I realized that biological molecules act as phonons, or sound transducers of molecules like little tuning forks, that create infrared light and electromagnetic frequency waves. And these scalar harmonic waves actually translate all the information about what life is. Life is a hologram. And it's translated through from the ion channels of your body to turn on DNA through the atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids. But the medium and the means of transmission of the information and the data is water. That's why if you look at exobiology, out to distant planets in the universe, if there's no water, there's no life. There's no way life can exist without water. Right?
Yeah. I guarantee your listeners will become very keenly aware of this fact next time there's a water alert in your community and you can't get any water. And you're going to be thirsty, and you're going to get it. I need water. I need it.
I'm going to get Paul Power on from the Primary Water Institute, because I think I did ground penetrating radar about 3 years ago and found out where I could put a well, but I want to drill for primary water, because I heard these crazy comments by the California legislature. I'll sue them in court. I'm like half a lawyer anyway. These guys want to have a battle. Let's go for it, guys. I don't run from warfare and battles. I run toward it, like my ancient Viking ancestors, okay? Deagle is an ancient Norwegian Viking name. They came down and served the king of France as giants in the 11th century. All my ancestors were around 7 foot tall at the time where most people were 5 foot six. Okay, so I don't run from a battle. I run toward it. I love the conflict. I love the idea of telling the truth in the face of those who are willing to accept lies even to their own suicidal demise. People think, well, my doctor knows best. My water authority knows best. My bottle of water is good. I mean, how much plastic particles in a lot of bottled water? They came up with a report a few months ago, the plastic particles. How much toxins in your water? Do you know that most of the companies that bottle water for Coca-Cola Corporation have fluoride in the water? Did you know that?
The things that they put, and the things, I mean, in Europe, it got banned for a long time because they were putting bromide in. And,
right.
These things all react, and people don't get it. You've got to understand.
Well, they shut off your mitochondria, and they cause plastic particles aren't good for your ion channels in your cells. I mean, these are microparticles that are basically down to almost atomic size, and they're accumulating inside your cells. Tissues like, you know, this is like the plastic bottles and garbage and straws and everything accumulating in the North Pacific Ocean. You know there's a zone out there where enough of plastic is accumulated that it's actually three times the size of Texas in the quiet zone of the North Pacific Ocean. There's more plastic in the oceans than fish now.
It's stunning. Well, you know, like I always say, it's not a matter will we survive global warming or anything like that. It's global pollution that is the thing that's going to ultimately be the demise of the human species.
Mankind is. So
Jacques Cousteau said, you know, if the oceans die, humanity's gone in about 30 years.
The oceans are dying. That's why the oxygen concentration has dropped 2% in the last 20 years. Because the benthic layer of phytoplankton. But you do think human biology is normal? You think that the young people, say, under 40, have four times the risk of cancer now than even older people like me in our 60s? It's because their biology can't tolerate what they're exposed to now. If you don't drink clean, filtered water, what do you do in taking vitamins? Really? Just accept the fact you're going to die early, and as like Bruce Willis says, you're going to die hard. Take clean water, get pure water today, take the right NutriMeds, take care of yourself and detoxify with water.
Nutritional drink that your whole family will love. NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink. Try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.